This is a True Crime Today Daily Brief.
You know the old saying, money doesn't buy you happiness? It's very true. It also doesn't buy you superpowers or put you above the law to, say, murder someone. The shocking statistics of lottery winners coming into money and losing almost all of it or falling into dark, depraved ways of living that ultimately ruin their lives. This is one of those stories. After winning $10 million in the lottery, a man killed a 23-year-old woman in a hotel room in 2020 and now has been sentenced to life in prison. On Friday, May 27th, Michael Hill was sentenced to life in prison without parole for the murder of Corona Graham. According to the Raleigh News and Observer, according to reports, she was shot in the head. WECT-TV reports that Hill was arrested and charged with murder in July 2020 when housekeeping knocked on Graham's hotel room door and no one answered. They found a body. Her body was lying there, left on the side of the bed after she was shot while sleeping. A zip bag containing white powder, a shell casing from a .45 caliber firearm, was also found by investigators. In a statement, prosecutors said Hill admitted shooting Graham after she texted other men while at the hotel. The lottery winner who wanted all the attention because he had all the money. The lottery money was won by Hill after he purchased an Ultimate Millions ticket. The man reportedly received a lump sum payment and went home with more than $4 million. In this case, money truly did not buy happiness. Money, seems, drove this man to murder.
This has been a True Crime Today Daily Brief. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any episodes of True Crime Today. Full episodes every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Daily briefs 7 days a week from True Crime Today.